For Nerds by Nerds production.
Hello and welcome back to the For Nerds by Nerds podcast. I'm Josh.
And I'm Tammy.
And I'm Jenny.
Jenny's here. Yay. Yes, Tammy is here, but she's not here as part of the For Nerds by Nerds podcast today. She is here as her video game channel from YouTube, the Nearly Dead Duo, and she's brought along her co-host Jenny, our great dear friend.
Yeah!
We just recorded a video for their channel where we played the Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge game, and we are doing this as a two-part thing for the release of the new Ninja Turtles movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which comes out August 2nd. And on this show, we are going to do a commentary for the first animated Ninja Turtles movie, which is called TMNT from 2007. It is streaming on HBO Max if you'd like to watch along or if you own it on DVD, but as always, you don't have to. We are paused at the 0 second mark, and on three, we will all hit play. One, two, three, play. Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
I saw this movie in the theater all by myself when it came out.
Oh.
And I loved every moment of it. That was amazing. Don't for me.
I have not seen this movie at all.
Oh, really? It's really good.
I don't watch a lot of Ninja Turtle movies.
It's extremely underrated. Like, it kind of just got passed by, but it's a very good Ninja Turtles movie, and it's, like, the second best out of them all. This is still technically in the same universe as the first three live-action movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see some stuff, you'll see some stuff, and the storyline kind of follows the same thing where the Shredder's already been killed and stuff like that.
Interesting.
I honestly don't take enough time to watch movies. I go back and watch old movies that I watched in high school. So
that's what I do. Most of the time, I'm not watching new things. I'm just watching things I've already seen a million times.
Yeah.
Or Disney.
This is narrated by Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, cool.
Morpheus from The Matrix.
Heck yeah.
And the main bad guy is Patrick Stewart.
No.
Professor
Jean-Luc Picard?
Yeah.
Dude, this looks awesome.
Yeah, it's all CGI'd, but in an animated style. They're not trying to look real like Beowulf or anything.
Yeah.
And this has, like, a star-studded cast. I don't know that any of the Ninja Turtles are famous or not, but, like I said, Jean-Luc Picard is the bad guy. Casey Jones is played by Chris Evans, Captain America.
Oh, okay.
To add to the list, long list of comic book movies he's done, because he's done a ton of comic book movies, not even just Captain America, because he's in Scott Pilgrim. He was in Push, which is also based off a comic. He's in this. He was in The Losers, which is also based off a comic.
Dang.
Do you know of any other, like, movie actors that have done, like, the trifecta, like, DC universe, Marvel universe, sci-fi, and fantasy? Oh, that's a quadfecta. Yeah. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
We'll do comic book movie, fantasy movie, and sci-fi movie.
I say there's most of them by now. Chris Evans definitely did that. He was in the sci-fi movie Sunshine.
Yeah.
You ever see that? Danny Boyle. It's they're like trying to like reboot the sun because the planet is dying or something.
Oh dang!
But comic book, and then adventure movie. I guess the best one would be Chris Pine
because
he's in Star Trek, he's in Wonder Woman, and he just did Dungeons and Dragons.
That's right.
Which was great.
Yeah, it was.
Me and the kids just watched that.
Oh, what's his name? The guy who plays Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, young Bilbo?
Yeah, in the Hobbit.
Yep, he's also in Marvel.
Yeah.
And he's definitely done some sci-fi.
Yeah, he did
I'm sure he's in an episode
Hitchhiker's
of Doctor
Guide to the
Who.
Galaxy.
He is, yes, that's true.
I just watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy not too long ago.
I haven't seen it since it came out. I really liked Mos Def in that movie. His, like, roommate, who turns out to be an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy. And I like their robot.
That was Severus Snape. What's his name?
Oh, Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
So this whole thing is like a flashback. This is Patrick Stewart and his like clan of warriors.
What clan? There's good. They're gone.
They're all. They're right here. They're, these are his people right here.
Oh, those are his people. They look like they're about to ready to fight him.
They were like searching for immortality, and he like found it, but only he got it, and then all his henchmen were like turned to stone.
Oh.
So this whole movie is about how he's still alive and he's trying to find a way to bring his friends back to life. But in doing so, he's like summoning monsters. I don't remember the whole story. There are monsters afoot.
There usually are.
But Ninja Turtle-wise, they're all like... Leo is sent off to the Amazon. Yep, see? Central America.
Ah.
He's doing his like leadership training, so he's been sent out on his own. And the other Ninja Turtles kind of... Well, especially Raph, he feels abandoned. So they're all kind of doing their own thing right now. Look at this guy.
He looks like a real jerk. Like oh,
bad guy in an Expendables movie.
Yep. Oh no, not a child.
A child.
Child in a cowboy hat.
All they did was steal your necklace. That's not realistic. They'd have burned down your village.
Yeah, and done a lot worse.
Put your children into like as soldiers.
You bite it.
But you gotta make sure it's real, because gold is soft, so it would dent.
If it were fake?
Yep. No, if it was real. Gold is a very soft material.
Then why you gotta bite it and leave your teeth marks in it? Then it's useless.
They're gonna melt it down anyways.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine, then.
I'm gonna turn it into something different.
Gold bars!
Luckily for this, like, Guatemalan village, there happened to be a 6-foot-tall... turtle in the woods. The ghost of the jungle.
Yeah. He's dead.
Is that man dead? Splinter gave him specific instructions like, I gave you swords, dude. You're going to have to start killing people.
Yep. Dead. They're bad people.
There's a theory online that... Splinter gave all the turtles the specific weapons that he did as like based on their flaws, like based on things to help them better their any negatives they have.
Oh yeah?
Like that's why Donatello only has a staff, because it's the least technological thing you could have, and he's a technological junkie. And like, that's why Raph is so angry, but his weapons are pretty much for defense only. They're not really offensive weapons, because he doesn't really have defense. So it's, like, training him to...
I never knew this.
Like, Michelangelo is such a friggin', like, live wire and lacks focus, but the nunchucks are all four of their weapons, they're the ones you need the most focus to use. So it's, like, reining him in a bit.
That's awesome! And then Leo, because he doesn't kill people?
Yeah, I don't know why Leo gets swords, though. Because it's like, it's not like, you're not bloodthirsty enough.
Right?
Let's give you that killer instinct.
Yeah. See, it's cool. Loses it a little. With Raph.
April O'Neil's played by Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah?
Scooby-Doo's own Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, I guess.
I was thinking about Scooby-Doo the other day. I don't remember why.
Written by James Gunn. Both the Scooby-Doo movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she know who's in there?
Yeah, she's looking for him.
Looking for a turtle in the jungle.
Whoa!
What is this?
She fell into a hole.
Yeah.
She's got like a spike through her stomach.
She's like, hey, dude.
Oh, like we didn't know. Thank you for the title card to tell us that's Leonardo, the man we already saw.
We didn't get a good look at him. It could have been any of them.
The only Ninja Turtle with the blue mask and the two samurai swords.
That's true, we did see the swords.
Do you think all the turtles look exactly the same without their masks on?
Yes.
Yeah, besides the fact that usually they have different color skin.
Slightly different color skin?
Yeah.
But if you're in the sewers with low lighting, they're all going to look the same.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be... just
got out of bed and didn't put on their masks and armor slash weapons.
It used to be harder to tell because originally they all had red masks.
Yeah?
Yep. See, Donnie does he does IT work. Make a little money on the side.
I was like, why does he have a job?
Yeah, he's doing technical support.
Oh, he's got the attitude of someone that does technical support, though.
Yeah, that I don't give a fuck attitude.
This is what my husband does tech. Every day. How can someone be such an idiot and still get through life?
Mike, is he delivering pizzas?
Yeah, as a turtle mascot. So he can be outside among the people.
Yeah, no. He's gotten himself into the mascot business.
Oh my god.
He's doing parties.
He's playing himself.
Yeah, so he can be out and about. There was originally going to be a fourth live-action Ninja Turtles movie where they all got new, like, mutations.
Oh.
And Mikey's was that he became, like, more humanoid because he yearned to be among the people.
Wow.
And there's Raph. He's a vigilante.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like Batman.
Look at him.
But he does have a name, too. Can't remember what it is. Like a Night Stalker or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, if anyone was going to, it was definitely going to be him.
Where did he get a motorcycle? He stole that?
No, that's why they need more money, is so that he can pay for his motorcycle.
Yeah.
He got a loan from his brothers.
Or maybe he's just stealing stuff because they have no money.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Or you never know, some bad guys... away with some money, and he takes care of the bad guys, and the money just happens to disappear.
Oh, that's true. Thinking that he took their motorcycle, not the money.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that was some sort of bad person's motorcycle, and he's just like, mine now.
Yeah. Oh, no, into the dark, just like Batman.
He's got a gun.
Only bad guys have guns.
That guy's got a toaster.
Ooh, imagine that. No. Metal ball to the face.
Ooh.
He's got a gun.
You gonna shoot him? Because... oh, he's got lights on it, too. You can blind somebody with those.
Not gonna hurt you much. He's supposed to be in disguise, but it's like your outfit is still, like, turtle-shaped.
Yeah.
You just have a giant metal shell on your back.
It's kind of hard to be in... like, when you're a giant turtle... so you can take your shell off and...
life's gotta be pretty hard when you're a giant turtle.
Custom three-finger gloves. The Night Watcher,
that's his name.
The Night Watcher.
That sounds very perverted.
Yep. Watches you through your windows.
Let's see the cast here. Let's see if any of the Ninja Turtles or anybody...
close your blinds.
Nolan North, he's Nathan Drake in Uncharted.
Okay.
He does Raphael. And the other ones are all people I don't know.
Doesn't mean they're famous for something else.
Yeah, they're probably actual voice actors, because this was back before celebrities just stole all of the high-paying voice acting roles, and they still used actual voice actors to do them.
Well, he just disappeared like Batman.
Tara Strong's in here somewhere as additional voices. She's Raven from Teen Titans and many other things.
Yeah. I love Raven.
And she's very pretty.
Do you ever watch certain animated things and you're like, I know that voice from somewhere. Where do I know that voice from? And then it up and you're like, duh.
Usually when I'm watching anime and I'm like, I know that voice. And I'm like, oh yeah, you voice this character, which sounds almost exactly like this character.
I had to stop watching Sailor Moon because of that, because one of the guys from Critical Role played it, and I literally stopped watching it for us to figure out what that voice was from.
Yep.
I was just thinking of Sailor Moon yesterday. I was wondering why there isn't, like, a current modern day, you know, how they...
I'm surprised they haven't remade Sailor Moon.
There is. Well, it's on Netflix.
Well, not even remake. Like, just, like, all these shows now are getting continuations. Like, hey, we're just going to continue it 20 years later and act like nothing happened. Like, continue the story of Sailor Moon, make it a little more edgy. Is there a new one on Netflix?
Yeah. They redo the original story, but it is a Netflix anime. Sailor Moon Crystal Princesses or something like that.
Is it that weird, like, She-Ra animation? Very, like, weird actual cartoon looking? Or is it anime style still?
It's very cartoon looking.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Aria loves it.
See, they still live in their train station from the second movie.
Aw, that's awesome.
They got video games.
Yeah, where'd they get that? You stole an arcade machine?
Yeah, they're... Or that someone was throwing it out and Donnie redid it and now they've got video games.
They probably don't pay rent for a train station, though.
Yeah, who's paying the cable bill?
And they're stealing it.
Thieves. They're ninjas.
Well, they have to pay rent for the building because they store their van in.
That's true.
So maybe they have a bill that goes to that building.
Does he know who it is?
I don't think they know who it is.
He's the vigilante.
Because they're all like, yeah, everybody used to feel like to beat up bad guys.
You know, like, I remember the days when I used to go kick the shit out of people at night.
But now only one of us does it.
How do they stay so fit? They're always eating pizza and drinking soda.
I was just thinking that they looked a little scrawny from when I remember them.
They are teenagers, though.
Oh, freaking teenagers.
They are. Yeah, I guess they got that high metabolism. They're also mutants, so I'm sure that helps.
It looks like they're wearing corsets.
Pushing up those pecs.
It's the front shell, Tammy.
I know, but it, all I can think of is a corset.
Don't be turtleist.
Sorry.
Don't be turtleist.
I wish I could do that. It's like, I'm
you
going
can
up
totally do that.
I can't.
There's
do
a corner that right over there. Go give it a try.
Okay, your no house is set up to be very friendly for parkour.
Yeah, just because you're not doing it doesn't mean you can't.
Fine, I'll work on it.
You'd probably make Rainer bark, and you might
fall and hurt myself,
slip and hurt yourself. But aww, honestly, you gotta learn how to fall. That's the part of parkour. It's not necessarily like jumping off of things. It's
learning how to fall.
Roll gracefully with the punches.
Yeah, you roll the right way so you don't hurt yourself.
So April went from being like a reporter to now she just like collects antiques for this rich guy, Patrick Stewart.
That's weird.
There's a name for it. It's like a, it's not a collector. It's a, I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, how did you go from a reporter to a, you run your own cargo business?
Yeah. Where'd she get the money to do that?
The rich guy that's paying her to find all these things.
Yeah, but she just started her own business.
Oh, see, well, at least Casey Jones is off the streets. He's got his own house, or he's sleeping on April's couch.
Yep.
Unrealistic, he'd be sleeping in her bed.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, he said, hey, babe. So, yeah, they're definitely a couple. They banging.
She a lucky lady.
That's an alarm clock. It looked like a baby monitor.
No, he said it was an alarm clock. He said, I set the alarm clock. It just didn't go off. And then I think he smashed it to make it was broken. Make sure it was broken.
You don't know he didn't come back. He could have jumped on your ship.
It's also not your job. Like, he didn't go there on his own accord. He was sent there. Leave him alone.
He said he wasn't coming back, so he decided to continue his training.
You got shit
cool
to do.
Elevator.
Pretty sure you'd have a group of guys doing this.
Well, not if you just started your company, you'd have just your boyfriend.
I mean, this guy's got the bankroll. You make him pay for the people.
And also a properly maintained pallet jack is going to
slide nice
pull
and
a
easy.
Little easier than that.
That's true.
Oh no, you've done it now.
Well, I mean, those things really should have been more secure.
Yeah, they got this goo stuff that TikTok told me about. It's museum wax or something.
Yeah, I use it in my dollhouse.
And you just stick it, like, the smallest little amount, and the stuff is stuck forever.
There he is, Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Looks like Bruce Wayne.
Just trying to make out with her.
Gonna take that, Casey Jones? He's smooching on your girl.
He's like, yeah, I already messed up one of his faces, so we're good.
In all honesty, though, this guy's like a 4,000-year-old warrior. He could probably kill Casey Jones just by looking at him.
I heard you say messed up one of his faces. And I was like, what? He's got multiple faces? I was confused for a second.
Oh, he's getting his people back.
Why didn't you collect them all at once? They turned to stone around you.
Yeah, he had things to do, places to go, people to see.
No, he didn't. He's immortal. He literally has all the time in the world.
She's got places to go, people to
maybe,
see, and stuff to do.
Maybe he didn't realize that they wouldn't be there when he came back.
That's
because
true.
Someone else absconded with
he's
them.
He's like, I'll BRB, boys.
Like, mental note of this physical location.
And then, however many years later, they're moved because people, look, see?
And then he forgot.
Turtle.
No.
That's not a turtle. There's no shell.
What are you talking about?
I thought he took his shell off.
No. They don't come off. It's part of their body.
It's a lady. Turtle
shells do not come off.
Yeah, that's Shredder's daughter.
What?
Yeah.
And that's apparently the Foot Clan. I just said on.
Yeah, she's leading the Foot Clan now.
Who's her mother? Who?
Some chick.
Some woman off the street.
Her name is Karai.
How? I got questions about how did they meet? He obviously knew he had a daughter, didn't he?
We just did an FMK, and you had said you would F Shredder.
Yeah.
So
Mary Shredder, because he got that bankroll.
Yeah.
Head on over to Nearly Dead Duo to find out what we're talking about. We did a fuck, marry, kill on the... On a couple of the Ninja Turtles villains.
Yep.
Gargoyle.
Pigeon.
Monster. Who just happens to look exactly like the gargoyle.
I love it. He's so cute.
Look at that smile. He's a happy boy.
Yeah.
I can't remember why there's monsters.
Was this a fever dream or did I hear that they're going to do a Gargoyles movie? Like an animated or live action Gargoyles movie?
I don't want live action. They can stop with this live action stuff.
They're going to do live action Snow White next year.
They're doing live action Moana already.
Yeah.
Moana that came out like 7 years ago.
And Beetlejuice 2.
Beetlejuice 2.
They keep talking about that. This is
no,
like...
No, that's happening. They're filming
is
it right
real?
Now.
Definitely happening
with Jenna
next year.
Ortega.
Yeah, but they were doing this before
No,
her.
I've seen set photos.
Okay. Because I got real hyped the first time I saw this, and then everyone's like, no, it's fake. And then I saw it again, and I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up till I know it's real.
It's real. They're doing it.
Is he going to give him a bomb? What was that in his hand?
His
little chain.
Oh, his
ball
little chain.
Because he doesn't use his size because he's incognito.
You know, turtle and all.
As one does.
Do they really not know each other?
They know.
Okay.
No, he said... He looks like a big metal turtle. Yeah. It's obvious.
Just throw him over the edge. Is his hair blue?
Yeah, for some reason.
I don't like it.
Well, in certain shades of light, black hair can look blue. You know, like black cats, when they're in the sun, they look brown.
Yeah. So he just leaves his chains there? How many of those chains he's got?
Chain's expensive, too.
He's got a buttload.
He got undressed pretty quick.
Yeah, where'd he put it? Oh, there it is. He's got a bag.
That's good.
He's got a bag for his big metal suit.
It just folds up. No, it's just the helmet. There's nothing else in that bag.
Just the helmet bag.
Maybe his outfit turns into a bag. That'd be the way to do it.
Plausible.
Then you just look like you're carrying a bag. I'm like, let me see the bag. And you're like, okay. And they open it, just the helmet. You're like, I ride a motorcycle, dude. No, this is where they're trying to get everybody to go get Leo from wherever.
Guatemala.
Yeah, he's basically just like, why are you being a bitch that your brother left? And he's like, I could never abandon this city. New York strong. It's in my blood.
No, there's radioactive stuff in your blood.
And New York.
Snoring.
Yep. New York sewage and radioactive toxins.
Oh, he got them all.
Like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all. How's he gonna unstonify them?
Magic.
He's been searching for an answer for thousands of years.
And it's that thing.
This brings him to life stony-wise, and then I gotta do some weird ritual with all these monsters that have escaped.
To make them
and then not that'll stone? Turn them back to normals.
Could you just imagine being stuck stone with your mouth open like that?
Yeah, bugs all up in it.
Ugh.
Birds hanging out in there.
Who dis?
Leaves.
Where'd he get a parachute? He stole one? It's like it had maybe it's, sword it's holders
a,
in it.
It's a turtle-shaped one, so he probably brought it with him.
Maybe it's wings. Maybe it's not a parachute.
Maybe.
A glider?
Hey, it is.
Yeah!
It's sort of a paraglider.
Keep your toes in the water. No, not the front toes.
And also, yeah, why did you... You needed that for 5 seconds? Why didn't you just dive into the water, you big puss?
You had to get the good...
You're a turtle.
Good trajectory.
Yeah.
Tuck yourself into the shell and just cannonball yourself into the water.
Yeah.
I like how he's like, no, April, I will not go back with you on your boat. I fly first class.
On the wheels? He's so happy to see his brothers. He's like, wait, one's missing.
He's out sleeping on buildings with Casey Jones.
Maybe he's that turtle vigilante I've been hearing about.
Couldn't be, though. I was like, what? How did you know it was me? See, don't ask stupid questions.
In here, we'll see some stuff if they hit the right angle on this scene. We'll see some prior movie accoutrement on the wall.
Yeah.
Turtle things.
Yeah, turtle stuff.
Turtle things.
There's a picture in the back there.
It's probably Vanilla Ice.
No, it's a girl.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like a woman. Nah, I just see a bunch of candles.
He's like, I made you this necklace out of garbage.
Macaroni.
Because we live in the sewer.
Oh, and then Raph's all pissed off about it.
Who took that? Where'd they get that photo developed?
Oh, yeah, April took it.
And she brought it in and was like, don't mind that there's human-sized turtles and rats in this photo.
Maybe she has a dark room.
Maybe it was one of those, like, funny fake photos that you make of your cats as, like, princesses.
Oh, yeah. She was like, don't I have turtles and a rat.
So she just did something like that.
Why is it he's forbidden them to fight? You raised ninjas.
Yeah.
And then we're like... No ninja in about.
No ninjaing about. Who's that guy in the back?
What guy?
Wait, he was in the paint. He was in a picture.
Oh.
In that white picture on the back.
That's probably Hamato Yoshi, Splinter's master that fell to the Shredder.
Yeah.
Shredder wanted his lady. Maybe he had his way with her and made his daughter.
Maybe.
She looks kind of young. Hooray!
They're all together again.
Yeah.
I have nightmares about birthday parties.
Yeah, because he gets beat up by kids.
He's a ninja. He should be untouchable.
He should, you know, that would be fun to have the giant turtle woofing or like jumping around doing stuff while you try to hit them.
It's hard, though, with kids. You don't want to, like, push them down or...
Well, no, he would just...
Knock them over.
He would just be like the...
hurt them at all.
The you can't catch me jump around kind of guy. Now, he wouldn't touch them.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't push them over.
Yeah, but even if you're jumping around, there's still a chance that a child's going to run right where you're planning on landing.
Not when you're a ninja.
Then you got to tuck and roll, and you got to reevaluate your situation. It's the whole parkour thing, learning to land safely.
Yeah, they got this.
Yeah, but if other people are in your way, you're gonna hurt someone. He's gonna turtle roll right over a child. What would happen?
There's windows everywhere. No one sees these human turtles. Oh no, on the rooftop. We do. You're not even on the highest building.
Honestly, there's people in that window anyway.
I work with someone who used to live in New York, and you don't say anything, or else something's going to happen to your family. So,
whoa, you're saying they're ninjas; they could come back anytime.
Turtles are.
So even if you see it, you didn't see it.
So what you're saying is, your friend, your coworker,
wait, there's a Yeti in the building.
Saw the turtles, and she's not saying anything.
Oh no, it's a bat Yeti. It's a giant monster.
They're just like hanging out.
Yeah, they're like, hey, why would we interfere? Let these Foot Clan guys get the shit kicked out of them.
Oh, hell yeah. Let them handle it. I do that in video games all the time. If there are bad guys fighting bad guys, I let them handle it and I fight whoever wins.
Uh-oh.
It's Lady Shredder. Daughter Shredder.
He just caught that shit with his hands. Your training has paid off, Leo.
Yeah.
Do you think turtles have really tough skin?
He's got the thick hands of a Brazilian now.
See? I couldn't. Oh, man.
She looks Spider-Man.
Yeah, she didn't even care. Do the turtles know Japanese?
I'm sure they know a little.
Because she said something to him and it just said Japanese.
They may not have understood it.
Whoa, no! How?
That's not physics.
Unless it's caught on the other end and it's, I mean, it would have broke.
You'd have to be holding it on both sides.
Well, unless there's like the floor's on the other side.
Okay, and same thing with the physics of smashing through the building. Unless that's made out of tissue paper.
You're going to slow down.
You're going to slow down at like one or two, three floors at most. Especially because it's rebar.
Oh no, turtles are going to get...
Speaking of rebar.
There's some graveyard of rebar.
Oh no.
Mikey's always been my favorite.
Well, they got crushed by concrete instead. Now they're dead.
Donatello's always been my favorite.
Look at these guys roll up.
They're stone men.
You got a barbarian.
And ladies.
A warlock.
This one looks like Megatron.
Megatron.
Yeah, you do. And this monster's like, okay. Fight me.
Yeah, why would they have any better luck than the Ninja Turtles did? But they have amazing luck. They just beat the shit out of this thing real fast.
Well, are these monsters that came that were back in the day monsters?
Yeah, I think they're monsters that they were unleashed when they turned to stone or something. I don't know. It wasn't very clear.
It could have been the Ninja Turtles were just trying to figure out the best way to take care of him.
Yeah, they don't want to kill.
These other bad guys knew exactly the best way to dispatch this monster.
They don't know the turtles are back.
Oh, they left a wave of destruction in their wake, so.
That could be anybody.
Yeah.
That could be anyone.
Looks like Wayne Tower.
A doom.
Bruce Wayne Industries.
Maybe he is Batman. Why couldn't she just find the stone people?
Yeah, they got the resources.
Yeah, instead of... dealing with, I mean, I guess we wouldn't have a movie then.
Yeah, I don't know. Last time, the Foot has seems to have stepped up their game. Last time we saw them, they were working out of a junkyard.
That's true.
It could also be that she said, yeah, I'll get to it in time, and she didn't do it fast enough, so he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna hire April O'Neil to do this shit for me.
He's a legit businessman that's been alive for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Nobody's noticed.
He's a 4,000-year-old Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Look, there's... He's gonna tell you?
His name is Roars.
Did he expect the monster to talk to him?
No, he's just being a smart ass.
Because...
He's going to suck that giant monster in that little
tube.
That
thing is the monster's bigger than that too.
Yeah, he's not going to fit in that tube.
Or is he
going to
freeze him in kryptonite?
Dunk over him.
Kryptonite? Carbonite. Ugh. Kryptonite is what destroys Batman.
Yep.
Superman?
Yep, right over him.
Hey, you stab Batman with some kryptonite. I don't think he's getting up either.
Anyone gets stabbed with it. That pizza didn't look good.
It probably got pineapple on it.
I like pineapple on my pizza.
You're a pineapple on pizza kind of person?
Yep. It looked like it had beans.
Maybe it is a baked bean pizza.
That's, ooh.
I'm sure they make everything on pizza. I had a goat cheese, pistachio, and honey pizza, and it was one of the best pizzas I had in my life.
I've had buffalo mac and cheese pizza. That's delicious.
That sounds good.
I haven't had anything weird. I usually just...
Chicken finger pizza's not weird?
Yeah.
No, I do chicken fingers, bacon, and broccoli.
Yeah.
Two of those things don't usually go on pizza.
Broccoli.
I literally run a pizza place. You know what we don't serve on our pizza?
Broccoli?
Chicken fingers. Broccoli.
It's good. Never seen someone eat cereal so angrily before.
Their spoons are enormous, even for them. How big must they be for a human?
Well, those aren't regular human sized spoons.
That's like a salad spoon.
Those are like salad spoons, or like serving spoons that they're using.
Just eat a box of cereal at a go.
I have a giant one that I got at Goodwill for $2 or something like that.
Oh no, he's gonna know it was them.
He's like, boys. Uh-oh.
He's like, you little shitheads, I told you. So, how is it, like, he mutated first? I thought they all played in the goo together.
Yeah, well, he did by like a day, yeah, or a couple days.
All right, because we'll say, how do they know that he's the oldest?
But they were also baby turtles, and he was not a baby rat. He was a grown rat already.
Yeah.
That's why he's much older than
that. Well, I knew that, but I'm just saying, like, how do they know he's the eldest?
Oh, I don't know. They're not all the same color, so I would assume they're four different types of turtles, so they shouldn't be related at all.
Yeah, I just didn't know, like, you're the eldest. I'm like, how?
Even the same species of turtle can have different markings and variations on their skin colors. You know the plates on a turtle shell is called a scute?
No.
It is.
I saw a turtle. We have a turtle crossing signs near the house.
Oh, yeah. So I saw it earlier. And they also have a don't mow past this point sign as well.
Yeah. The turtle crossings matter. Oh, what is that?
The monster.
Another monster.
Yeah, but the other one was at least like Yeti-like. What is this, a lizard?
A cyclops.
Look how many abs he has. He also works out. You can tell. He's got the neck of someone.
Oh, here's another one.
This one's not a cyclops. That monster reminds me of one from
Hellboy,
yeah.
This one?
Yeah, and the fact that they're in the train subway area also is very Hellboy-ish.
Ew!
Look at that thing. The giant praying mantis.
Oh. No, thank you. What a T-Rex?
No, just a bunch of monsters.
This one's just a dinosaur.
One of them like a worm.
Is there a reason they're collecting the monsters?
Yeah, they're going to collect human sacrifice.
The
energy.
The ritual.
It's not a human sacrifice. It's a monster sacrifice.
Yeah.
He's a Pokemon collector, remember?
Oh, he's got to catch them all.
He only has three more Pokemon.
Is he going to beat the Indigo League?
Obviously.
You can only have 6 Pokemon on your team, though. I think it's 6. I don't know. I haven't played Pokemon a really long time.
He's a bad guy. He's gonna cheat.
See, April's a ninja now just because she hangs out with ninjas.
I mean,
She's just practicing.
Yeah.
I have a practice sword like that at my house.
Yeah, but later she does some shit that it's like, come on now. You're fighting real ninjas.
Ninja stuff?
Real ninja stuff?
She's pulling off some ninja
stuff. Casey Jones looks like really, really, like, skinny.
They all look like really, really skinny.
He needs to work out and stop skipping
like,
arm
he
day.
Should be the one that should be whipping around.
He was living on the streets, Jenny. He was homeless man for years.
That doesn't mean you can't work out.
He's malnourished. April's getting him back into shape.
She's making him pull pallets and stuff.
This man used to wear sweatpants every day. He's moving on up in the world.
Now he has jeans.
Yep.
Look, it's the bat. The man bat.
Yeah, man bat.
Get him.
See, Tammy, I know some of my comics.
In the new movie, the Ninja Turtles are actually voiced by real teenagers for once. They don't sound like they're 35 when they're supposed to be teenagers.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they sound like 13-year-olds.
Damn.
That movie looks really funny.
They're taking the bat.
Tranquilizer darts and brute force. Take down any monster.
They take down anybody. This is where they get a glimpse of the rock people.
That's a lot of tranquilizer darts.
Well, you know, he's a big dude. You don't know how many you need.
Yeah, but they used one on the Cyclops guy. There's seven in this guy.
He's
well,
a bat and he's angry.
They used one in the Cyclops guy and then that one picked him up by the throat and chokeslammed.
Yeah.
I'm sure that had something to do with him being unconscious.
I agree. These guys might be friendly. Except for Jesus. That part.
He's just clobbered him with a dumpster.
And then they use the garbage truck.
They also
oh,
use
I remember what that guy
reminds
me of the bad guy in Neopets, Darigan.
Why are they still there? He saw it fall. You could just duck down real quick.
You're a ninja.
Uh-oh.
Rest and tranquilized.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Take it with you.
One shot.
Takes out
Raph,
a new
and he's
ninja
down.
Turtle.
And, or so he's not down. He's just kind of...
He just throws down a smoke bomb and kind of slowly saunters away.
You freaking love it. Don't stare at it while it's doing its thing.
He's got a ninja star in his shell.
He has a ninja star in his shell?
Yeah.
You're going to have to tape that
it's
up
been
later.
Hitting, he doesn't even know it.
I thought I saw it in the back there.
Yeah, it's over there.
I thought Girl Scouts
oh, right
were
there.
Pushy.
Was that even a ninja star?
It's something spiky.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, a helicopter. Some sort of flying metal bird.
I've never seen this before.
Let's run away.
And then he just falls over. Which I get, the adrenaline could be keeping him, was keeping him awake.
Yeah. Turtles have adrenal glands?
I don't know. Jenny?
Yeah, probably. It's a whole fight or flight thing, and turtles would probably have adrenaline to help them flee. Most animals do.
I saw a thing the other day that they don't know how eels make more eels.
Like, they don't know how eels reproduce.
Yeah, they think eels are aliens because if you do an autopsy on an eel, they have no sexual organs. They just know that, like, once a year, all the eels in the ocean go to the Bermuda Triangle, and then when they come back, there's more eels.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, it's canon. Eels are aliens.
Yeah.
Why aren't we tracking eels? Like, why?
Do you
we...
know more right eels have like literal alien projectile mouth that comes out like aliens from Alien?
Yeah, a little mini mouth on the inside.
Yeah, a proboscis jaw or something like that.
Why aren't we putting like GoPros with these bad boys when they go to the Bermuda Triangle? We're getting that info.
You'll slap a GoPro on them?
Yes!
GoPros don't work in the Bermuda Triangle.
Something's got to.
I'm playing. Some sort of stone, probably obsidian. Obsidian is very fragile. It would break real easy.
How do you know that wasn't, like, in his spinal column within his shell?
Yeah.
It just ripped it right out.
It wasn't in far enough.
That part's broken. How do you know that piece isn't just buried in there somewhere?
It was broken at the top.
Take him to the hospital.
The spiky parts was in.
There's spiky parts everywhere.
Yeah, but the flat piece the was on the top.
Okay, why is he just waving around a hypodermic needle as well?
You guys want to get nice?
I was gonna say,
I pulled this out of Raph's arm. I thought we could all take a taste.
Kind
of
dangerous.
It's like me and Homeless Joe used to tie one off.
So now April knows the story behind this stuff because she's an archaeologist or whatever.
Totally couldn't be the guy I'm working for.
Definitely not.
I did collect all of these same statues from the story.
Just for him, but nah. Do they not say how the monsters are here and where they've been this whole time?
I think the monsters came out when it turned all these things to stone. But yeah, I don't know how they all just happen to be in New York City right now.
But no, that bat monster was out before he got the last one.
Yeah.
And turned it to stone. The gargoyle looking one.
Yeah, so I'm just
saying, I think when they did the ritual to become immortal, it released the monsters and turned his generals into stone. But where'd the monsters go for the last thousands of years? And why are they all just in New York City right now?
Maybe they got summoned by the collecting of the four bad guys.
Hmm.
The four stone statue guys. Or the five of them all together in the same room. Suddenly made them a homing beacon to New York City. Start causing terror.
I don't know. Welcome back, dude.
Yeah, why is Raph always the one that gets knocked out? First movie, he gets beat up and thrown through a window. You don't need a big arm-wrapped bandage because you got a needle to the arm.
Just a little band-aid.
How about some duct tape for your shell?
Yeah.
Your back guts could be spilling out.
Your back guts.
Back guts.
Yeah, that's what's inside a shell, right? Guts.
Let's see his back guts.
We can't hear this, so I'm just going to assume that Raph and Casey Jones are in some sort of sexual relationship.
They are.
She's like, please don't go, lover.
It's a bromance. I learned what metamour means.
What's that?
It's in polyamorous relationships when your significant other has a girlfriend / boyfriend. It is that's that person, your significant other's girlfriend / boyfriend is your metamour.
Oh.
I also learned that, but I learned it today.
Yeah, because I told her. I had to Google what it was.
I've never heard that word before.
I didn't know what that word meant.
Jenny heard it a lot on TikTok.
Yep. Because that's what I do, is I just scroll through TikTok for hours.
I, for some reason, thought that guy was a dog in the background. Like, he was just a stone dog.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, I was like, cool, we've got stone dogs now?
No, we got stone eagle barbarians. Caw caw.
Brother.
Yeah, this is his homies. Yeah. He wants them to not be stone anymore so they can be together, and they're like, fuck you, dog, we're immortal. Even though we've been stuck in one spot for the last...
And a bird pooped in my mouth.
5,000 years or whatever.
A snake let his eggs in your mouth. It's an additional source of calcium.
You think being frozen in stone for 5,000 years would give you some clarity of like, hey, maybe immortality isn't what it's all cracked up to be.
Yeah, you would think.
Kinda let's like,
live a new life in this futuristic world that we have been adopted into.
Did you watch Jungle Cruise, the one with no, Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
No. We went on the Jungle Cruise.
I know we went on the Jungle Cruise, but it's different if you watch the movie.
I would hope so.
new Haunted Mansion movie coming out soon, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's on our list of movies to watch, because I made it a point to make Tammy watch movies this year, so when you go through your year in review at the end of the year...
I don't have four.
Yeah, she doesn't I've just made seven that movies. A rule for Tammy as well, and she doesn't follow it.
Yeah. Jenny and I have seen a lot of movies.
Tammy's also my podcast co-host, and this is the first time we're recording in about 6 months.
Yes. I had bronchitis really bad for a while.
6 months?
No, not like 6 four. Months. But it was a while ago. It was real bad.
I'll tell you when the last time I recorded was. Well, I'll tell you when the episode went out. So probably 2 months prior to that.
Oh, I remember because I was mentioned in that.
Yeah, you get mentioned a lot.
I know, and
this
I love it.
This is a long time coming.
You're my best friend.
Right. I listened to a lot of Four Nerds by Nerds when I was driving back and forth to the hospital a couple weeks ago because Phil was in the hospital.
Oh.
It was keeping me company as I was driving because Tammy was working. And I really love your Hanging with the Homies episodes. They're my favorite.
Aw, thank you.
I want more of them.
There was I.
I know. I still want more.
Was he hitting a panic button? Is he tapping?
Yeah, that's
code?
Definitely a button over there.
Oh, all right. It definitely is a button, but I thought he was just like, what is he doing?
I don't know. A panic button.
In a deli?
It's New York. You never know. Is that a maybe bunny? This used to be a bank at one time. Like, my mom works in an old bank.
Oh, yeah. I know. I love Home
Not
Store.
A bank anymore, but.
That thing is adorable.
And vicious.
I love it.
And vicious.
Our last episode
it's like
together
a
came out
rabbit
March 27th.
Snake gremlin.
And it was definitely recorded when.
Scorpion gremlin, not a snake gremlin. It's got cute eyes, though.
It does. I was just trying to give him a kiss.
It's got the eyes that you would be like, aw. Like it give you big, cute puppy eyes. Or
and then
like...
do this to you.
And then just holds your feet.
This thing is out of control.
Guys.
I love it so.
Oh no, smooshed it.
Yeah.
It's like jelly bean.
I'm swinging with the wrong sides of those pans.
Love that. I think he's trying to capture it. Oh, I thought he was.
It has like a scorpion tail, but it does not try to sting anything.
Wait, are those smoke pods?
Yeah. Right in its mouth.
He's like, oh, okay. Ooh.
Blows its head off.
I don't think they're spicy, though.
They explode. His teeth should be flying out of his face.
Glass shatters. Shrieking continues.
That's it?
The spicy meatballs on the house.
That guy's voiced by Kevin Smith. The director of Clerks and
oh, yeah.
Other things.
Yeah, from Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, Silent Bob.
He's like, here, take your money back.
It's like, I'm not a robber. I'm a turtle vigilante.
I'm a good guy, dang it.
Well, a shuriken.
Oh, no.
You know how often they use those. This is the best part of the movie. These two are about to throw hands.
Ooh. They usually do, though.
Yeah, they've been known to throw some hands. Where's he getting all these shurikens?
From his turtle pockets.
Never once has he thrown a blade.
He's got turtle
he
pockets.
He looks like a frog. They look like frogs.
There are frogs that are named after, like, horrible people. Let me look them up.
Horrible people?
Yeah. Because these ones are all named after, like, Renaissance artists.
So, like, I don't know,
there's, like,
dictators.
Rasputin and stuff.
Oh. They just, like, when he jumps, when Leo jumps, he looks very frog-like.
I have a question. Turtles and not turtles, frogs in real life. Do you think their butt bounces off the ground when they hop?
Yes. You'd think they'd be designed not to, but I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, there's Genghis Frog and his brothers Rasputin, Attila, and Napoleon. Are the punk frogs?
No.
Do they have mohawks?
No. They're like they have like spiked. Collared wristband. One has a mohawk. I'll take a gander. They look very different in the comics than they do in the cartoon show. Do you know the Battle Toads? They were like rip off
Ninja Turtles.
I played the Battle Toads game. My brother had it for the longest time, and there's this one level he could not beat. No matter how much we played, it was you were in a little car, and you had to go zipping along, and you had to move your character up and down to try not to hit the walls, and then there were ramps and stuff, and it would get faster and faster, and we couldn't beat it. It was nuts. And then Adam had it, and Adam beat it, so I finally got to see what was after. It's an ice level.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Adam died.
Ice level is after
the car the level.
Car level and Battletoads, everyone. Yeah.
Which I've never seen it until Adam did it.
What's the most difficult video game that you ever played in your childhood, we'll say up until high school?
Lion King.
Lion King.
SNES. Dude, I'm telling you.
It's a hard game.
Yeah. We have it, and I have tried to play it. And the one part that used to get me was there's this jump when you're Simba jumping on all the animals.
Yeah.
And there's this one jump that I was never, ever able to make. And I, you know, decided one day, I was like, I'm gonna do this. So I did it. And I actually beat it. Well, not beat the game, beat that part. And went on to the next level and got my butt handed to me.
Yeah.
It's a hard game.
Simba.
Yeah. Lion King, man. Super Nintendo. You try it.
I didn't play a lot of games. I actually got an achievement once for dying the most in, like, a player versus player game. So
nice.
I think it was Turok, if I remember correctly.
But that's why we play the cozy games. No enemies.
Yeah, that's why we play cozy games. Like, the game I'm currently playing is Stardew Valley for the 8th time.
Like, I was like, I go away, and this is what you're doing? Being a vigilante? Guess what, Leo? You all are vigilantes.
Yeah.
You're out there taking the law into your own hands every night.
The two of them, Leonardo looks really, really skinny, and Raphael looks very, very thick.
Yeah, but it's because he's got on metal clothes.
He's got metal clothes on.
They always fight. It's always a don't do this, Raph, type of deal.
Yeah. Well, Leo was a dickhead. He just said, I'm better than you. And Raph's like, all right, let's find out about that.
Take your metal clothes off.
Yeah, because yeah, this is faster. An unfair fight.
You're like wearing weighted clothes.
Just imagine how much faster. He just kicked water at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pocket sand.
Raindrops.
Pocket
I'm
sand.
Just picturing the one person who is watching this right now from their window.
Yeah, he's like,
every
he's
night.
He's on the phone. He's like, brother, you will not believe what I'm seeing right now.
I'm watching turtles fight on a roof.
There's one turtle dressed like a robot. Fighting another turtle who's pretty much naked.
The naked turtle is winning.
No, I'm not on drugs.
I stopped. You know that.
It's homeless Joe. No one will believe him.
Is he gonna broke? He broke his swords.
Yeah, broke his swords, bitch. Knee
to the
face.
Kick him in the face.
Now end him. Right between the eyes.
Give him a smooch.
He's like, I can't stay
incest,
mad at you.
Jimmy. That's incest.
And bestiality.
At the same time.
Can you just give him a quick smooch on the cheek?
Wait,
what are you upset about?
Would
you
it
just
be
realized
bestiality
you were right.
With anthropomorphic animals, or is
beast
it just
on beast?
Yeah, but it's like a dog doing a dog. It's not bestiality when a dog
yeah, but
does
like,
a dog.
They're people animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're people animals. They're furries.
Okay, is it bestiality in the entirety of Zootopia?
It is when the fox is banging the rabbit.
That's only implied.
I'd say it's more
actually
implied.
Isn't there supposed to be a Zootopia 2? And
don't they have fox?
They have some sort
rabbit
of
babies.
Fox rabbit hybrid baby.
Babies.
I hope so.
Some sort of freak of nature.
Oh no! They got into a fight, and now
there's obviously fan art out there, but
oh,
don't look it up, children.
No, we'll show you some. We'll post it on the gram.
Yeah, Jenny, you know the rule.
I do know the rule.
You're going to be the thumbnail for this video, for this this episode.
Is Judy Hopps?
Yeah. She would fit right into the Ninja Turtles world.
Yeah, she would.
Like, sister of Yosagi Jimbo.
Oh, no.
Go back and save him.
What'd you run away for in the first place? I beat up my brother like I wanted to? How guilt. Upsetting.
Yeah, guilt.
What's he feel guilty about?
Guilt.
Beating he up said his brother. He could win, and then he did.
Yeah, but then he realized things.
Put that bitch in his place.
Guilt.
He isn't doing anything wrong.
Wait, this story, at least this part, seems like I've seen it before.
Maybe you saw it on TikTok.
No. Just like the storyline of the, we're going to fight and then I'm going to leave you and then someone's going to kidnap you.
Yeah,
you
probably see it online. I see the fight online all the time. Yeah, the stone people are going to try to pass Leo off as the last monster to fuck it all up so that they can stay immortal.
Ooh!
They're like, fuck Patrick Stewart. You've gotten to live thousands of years. Our immortality was wasted as we were statue people.
But isn't he making them regular immortal people?
No, if he turns them out of stone, then they all turn back into regular people. And they're not immortal anymore.
And they know this for fact?
They know for sure. For real.
They just don't want birds to poop in their mouths anymore.
Yeah, why would you?
I'm just thinking one guy happened to be looking up and then the birds made a bird bath in his mouth. Yeah.
I told you. Snakes laying eggs
no,
in your mouth.
No snakes.
Spiders, then.
They're lucky someone didn't, like, break a finger or an arm off or something. Like, they came back pretty intact when you're out in the elements for thousands of years. You should be broken, you know?
Maybe it's some magical kind of thing. Like, in Dungeons & Dragons, magical items can't break. Unless under special circumstances. Not so maybe easy. Because it's a magic statue, it's not going to degrade and it's not going to break integral parts of the thing's body.
Yeah, it won't rot away, no matter how much bird shit you stuff in its mouth.
I guess.
And I'm not crazy. There is a shelf of goodies in this movie. I know you see it at the end, but I swore you saw it before the end, too. It has, like, the TGIR or I vial on it. It has their time travel wand from the third horrible movie. Which we skipped. We don't usually skip movies. We usually go in order. But since this one's animated, the other one's animated, I figure they go hand in hand.
Yeah. He's like, you took him. Smack him.
Yeah, fucking backhands him.
Smack him!
You piece of shit. This is why I chose him. You're a bad
son. You wonder why you're not the leader.
We must return to the surface. Newsflash, Splinter. They were all up there yesterday.
And you know it. And they were up there now.
Like, nothing you say has stopped them. Like, he's a goddamn birthday performer. He goes up there all the time.
He does go up there in disguise, though.
So. Yeah, as a turtle.
You getting delivery every night? You telling me they're never picking up that pizza?
They get it delivered to the garage.
Where do they get money for that? Where do they get money for
that's
the pizza?
That's what Donatello's doing.
I don't know.
They steal the money from the bad guys.
No, Donatello, his job is just pizza. That's it.
That's all. It's just a pizza budget.
Yeah. Pizza budget.
There are people that are very into turtles. Turtle striptease. Like in Magic Mike.
Only turtles.
Yeah, Donnie's running some sort of OnlyFans page.
Yeah, but just, and he's a turtle and people love it. Yeah,
he's like, I'm very flexible. I'm a ninja. I don't think he
needs to do that much. I'm sure there are people out there that will just pay to see a 6 foot tall turtle.
Jacket to his weird turtle feet.
Yeah. People are weird.
Okay. For these monsters, it can't be comfortable in that little tube.
No, not if he's got room.
We're suiting up.
Yeah. She hot?
Oh, yeah. So, kill build up.
I used to love April in her yellow jumpsuit.
Yeah.
She's like, look, I made you a metal mask. Now I can't get stepped on by rock monsters.
Because your other one got, you know.
Does she have a 3D printer, too?
Is that what you think? If this is 3D printed it in metal?
Yeah.
She's going to be mad rich if she had a 3D printer in 2007.
Yeah, mad rich. I actually know someone that quote-unquote 3D prints in metal. Mom's boyfriend's a metal worker.
Oh, mom's got a boyfriend now?
Mom's had a boyfriend for a long time.
Yeah.
Good for her.
He's done stuff for the
local church. Hey, you can't stop, Jenny. He was the slightest of pauses after that.
Oh, that was just he's the worst place Turtles for a pause. Fan page.
He's done some stuff.
He's seen the Turtles Only.
Yep.
Only fans.
Only Turtles.
Only Turtles.
So he decided to get his armor and let's go, huh?
Yeah, because he thinks his boys are about to be resurrected.
He didn't see that. Like, he has been the catalyst. Like, he's been watching them all come through. As they're being caught, he watches them all come through. So you're telling me that he saw, I mean, I guess you can see. Like,
this couldn't be one of those teenage turtles you were talking about getting in your way. This must be one of the monsters.
Which doesn't look like a monster. He's not trying to, like, bite anyone's face off. Yeah,
he has some sort of clothing on. None of the other ones did.
Yeah, there's no...
Maybe it was a thing, like, they had collected so many that he was just, like, nonchalant about anymore. He's like, I don't have to see them. I know what they're doing. Yeah, they're doing this for us.
They're clearly going to be monsters.
Yeah, you ask this guy what his name is, and he's like, Leonardo? Yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for the... No, no, not our little dude.
Yeah. Leo's going to wake up and just be like, what the fuck is happening? I got hit with that good, and after I woke up from my nap.
And now I'm looking at a friggin' laser tornado.
At least Raph didn't get knocked out this time.
That is true.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Treason.
He's like, we didn't get to do this, man. You got to be... Look at all your look at all the statues of him.
Yeah,
he's like... You got to go through all the years. And they're like, no.
Find the 13th monster. It's time to end it.
It's like, birds pooped in my mouth, man.
And then Bird Statue Man says, no way, Jose. Yeah,
like, we want to live.
See you later, alligator.
We don't care if we're stone and we can't enjoy life at all. Look at this. Seven, what is it, six on a million here? And April going toe-to-toe with the Shredder's daughter, a trained assassin.
April is too. What do you think she's been doing? She's been hanging out with...
She has a wooden sword, and she deals in antiquities. She's not some trained killer.
She's been hanging out with Splinter. He's been teaching her.
Teaching her some Splinter moves.
Yeah, look at that, like running on top of people.
Yeah, just face running.
So yeah, she was doing it too.
Are they humans in this, or are they robots?
They're humans in this,
like the video game.
There's no robots in these.
So
got a cricket bat.
All their people aren't great.
So why are they just standing there?
Well, yeah, they're the deads.
Let me throw down some smoke. Where could we possibly go? You're on a one-way bridge. You're going towards the building. What's the smoke gonna do?
No one's going to want to run through
it's
it.
It's going to make someone cough.
Smack them in the face. That's what you really do. You throw down a smoke bomb and then like, oh, they're just going to run away. When they come in, you just hit them. That's how you do it.
Oh, it's a plot thing.
Foreshadowing. She just goosed him.
Yeah.
Touching that booty.
I would do the same thing though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his head, he's like, we're going to wrap this up. I'm totally getting laid tonight.
Yep. Oh, I was going to say, did he pick the right one?
No.
If they let the guys out.
Patrick Stewart's going to be like, look, there's three more monsters. I thought we were only one shot. And a rat.
And he knows what buttons to... Oh, that was their buttons.
You're a ninja. You have explosives?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're ninja bombs.
Now he wakes up. All he had to do was be picked up a little bit.
Maybe they were pumping.
They were holding
CO2
pizza in front of
him,
waving it in their face, handcuffing him.
You like that, big boy? That's a wake up.
He's like, here are your swords that I broke.
Yeah. We got your new ones. Less breakable ones.
And that. He just got his buns handed to him by his people. So can he not die?
I'm sure if you took a fall with that much armor on, you would at least have the wind knocked out of you for a little while.
Yeah.
He's unconscious.
Poke him with a stick!
Doesn't mean he's not alive. always had that problem with Dragon Ball Z. Everyone was looking for immortality, and I'm like, why are you asking to be the strongest person in the universe? Being immortal doesn't mean stronger people who can't still kick the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You just have to live with a lot of pain.
Yeah. You can also be immortal and continue to age and then just be like...
yeah. 8,000.
The wrinkly raisin of a person.
And your bones are so brittle you can't breathe because you break your ribs every time you take a deep breath.
Ugh, that'd be the worst.
That was a curse in like Greek or Roman mythology where someone asked the gods for immortality and they gave him immortality. Not only did he have to watch his entire family die, but he also continued to age. So he ended up being like...
A skeleton?
A shriveled little skeleton man.
That's sad.
Yeah.
There's a vampire movie like that with David Bowie and Susan Sarandon where... He gets tricked into getting turned into a vampire, but he didn't get eternal youth. So he starts aging like rapidly and becomes super old. And
oh, that's the worst.
He's like, I'm a vampire and I'll live forever, but I can't walk anymore.
If I'm going to be a vampire, I need the eternal youth part. Actually, can I go back in time?
In Anita Blake Vampires, you actually become a more beautiful version of yourself.
You get to be
okay,
in your prime.
Then that's the one I want.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be in my prime.
Yeah, make me beautiful.
Not friggin' Interview with a Vampire style where you're stuck as a 12-year-old or whatever.
Yeah, don't do that. Then things just get weird.
That was forbidden in that vampire mythos, though. That's one of the reasons why she was assassinated in the movie, An Interview with a Vampire.
Because you weren't supposed to turn children vampires?
Yeah.
It's forbidden in quite a few things. I've seen that in other vampire-related media.
It's because like children's brains are completely formed, so they go a little bit more erratic. Psychotic, yeah. And erratic and murderous.
Yeah.
Where like with Louis, he at least had that guilt of taking human life, where a child wouldn't have that guilt.
She doesn't she? She like, you know.
No, she like kills all her piano teachers and seamstresses and stuff like that, like all the time, and she's like, whoops.
I was bored. So how are they going to kill these guys?
They have a lightning tornado at their disposal.
It's true.
Just throw them the lightning tornado?
This was a trope in every movie for about 15 years where every movie ended with a big bright light in the sky.
That is true.
Usually it's blue. This time it's red.
It's very Ghostbusters.
Yep, having a Ghostbusters, Iron Man, the Avengers.
Oh, no, there's more. They're bats with masks.
Yeah, it looks like gas masks.
Because no one thought about, like, we didn't talk about how we're going to kill immortal things.
The Splinter was like, they can win. They're a team. It's like, yeah, these guys are a team, too.
Yeah, and they've been fighting a lot longer. And they're not really working together. They're each fighting a guy.
Yeah, they're not a team. They're each individual, very strong person. Maybe slightly stronger. So that's why you need to work with the teamwork.
Break his giant sword, Raph. Use that new skill you acquired of sword snapping.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did he shoot him into the lightning
tornado?
No, just
down.
Ugh.
He's like, fuck, he landed on his feet.
I love that. He's very excited.
Yeah. Splinter needs to get out more.
Yeah, he's just stuck in the basement for a couple of years. Ever since I danced with Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
That's his own option. His own choice.
He also could get a job as a pizza turtle.
He wouldn't be a pizza turtle. He'd be a pizza rat.
He could be a pizza turtle. No one knows about the rat.
And they're just going to track down a monster out of nowhere in the biggest city in the world.
Well, now they're friends.
They have a common enemy.
Oh, there he found is. It.
Nobody knew this monster was kicking around?
No. He's so little. How would you?
Bigger than a tank. How's Donnie fighting a giant Hulk-sized stone man with a wooden stick?
It's a really strong wooden stick.
It must be.
Lightning tornado.
Yeah, that's It's a pretty beefy lightning. So they're going to have to find the monster, put the monster in the lightning tornado, and then kick all these guys into the lightning tornado.
Or they're going to have to kick these guys in the lightning tornado and then kick the monster in the lightning tornado.
Lightning tornado.
And then they'll become not immortal anymore.
Well, yep, all into the lightning tornado.
Because they're just going to swish around in the lightning tornado for a little while.
It's going to make
them
stronger.
We don't even need the last monster.
No, you didn't win. You made them stronger. They're now one combined monster.
That would be awesome.
Yep.
Like a Megazord.
Yeah.
They just walk out of that thing.
Oh, no.
Without the final curse, we will never be stopped. Horn honking outside. Ooga.
Yeah, it's these guys. Final monster. Who? Ooh. Get out of the way. Oh, no. Aw.
Tornado.
Lightning tornado.
Throw Patrick Stewart in there for the good
measure.
Yeah,
why are we friends with him?
He's like, sorry, my friends that I promised immortality to, that I turned to stone for thousands of years, but you can't live. Only I got to enjoy the thousands of years of being rich and successful.
Again.
Probably betting thousands of women.
And that's it.
If he's alive for 4,000 years and he only bed thousands of women, that means he only did, like, maybe one or two a year.
I mean, it could be 99,000.
That could be.
And maybe he held on to him for a while. Maybe he's a classy guy, Jenny. He doesn't got to be bedding a new broad every night.
I mean, at first, I'm probably
that. He's got some standards. He's probably had numerous wives that he's lost and forgotten about over the thousands of years.
Yeah, that's
decades,
true.
Centuries.
Damn right. Don't be all getting lovey with him.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Shredder's daughter getting all up on. Oh, there we go.
There.
Smooching. He's like, it's all done. Let's get out of here. Got stuff to do.
She looks at me with lust in her eyes. I must kiss April.
Yep. They thought he was dead.
This was setting up for a sequel that we never got.
Oh, she means that Shredder's coming back.
She's like, remember when you killed my dad in a garbage truck and then he wasn't dead? Then you mutated him into Kevin Nash and then dropped a dock on top of him? Yeah, he's probably not dead from that either.
Is he immortal, too? Is he going to live for 4,000 years?
He got mutated into a super shredder. No one knows those limits.
And bed thousands of women?
No, just one.
He bedded one, apparently.
Is he crying? Or is he laughing?
He's aging. He's like, I'm going to die now.
See, he's happy about it, huh?
He should age 4,000 years and just...
Yeah, it turns into a skeleton.
One day.
Just poof, skeleton.
Leave her your fortune before you die.
Yeah, write up a will real quick.
Give these Ninja Turtles somewhere above ground to live.
Yes, they can live there.
Turtle headquarters.
No more birthday parties.
You just noticed that Mikey's the only one with round eyes.
Yeah, everyone's got really pointy masks, too.
Yeah, but Mikey.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't finish the will. We're screwed.
He's floating. We have a floating man.
Quick, everyone duck behind this table.
It does look like he's going to explode.
Yep.
No, he's going to disintegrate.
Oh, he's turned into dust. He's a vampire. He got hit by the sun. That's
hell
not how you die
lady.
When you're immortal.
They're just like, what?
Don't breathe it in.
Oh, that's in my eyes.
It's in
my eyes.
I can taste it.
Is it glitter, or do you think it would be like
ashes?
It's
glitter.
It's glitter? Okay, glitter can give you corneal abrasions.
See, it's in his nose.
Yeah. Don't get glitter in your eyes.
Oh, he's going to start tripping balls.
Yeah, he is.
I have a 4,000-year-old man in my nose.
Don't know where that 4,000-year-old man has been.
He just
either.
Said he's in my mouth.
Yep, see? Tastes awful. Oh, the turtles could have had
See,
a cool
here
place.
We go. Here's a shelf.
With the mask of the guy they killed.
Exactly where I said it would be.
Yep, at the end of the movie.
It's like, hey, from another adventure. And that right below that, that's the time travel wand, Shredder's helmet,
the
ooze container,
the samurai outfit.
What else we got here? Bunch of shit.
Another mask. About a mask. Serial killers do this, Splinter.
Yeah, all these people we killed. Keeping little mementos. Yeah. Dexter style.
He's like, here's my helmet, too.
Did Dexter keep mementos?
Yeah, he kept a little blood vial. Blood like splotch. Slides.
Slides of blood.
Yep. And the air conditioner vent.
Did you want to make your own Dexter slides? I actually have slides you can make. It makes me sound like a serial killer.
Yeah.
I bought it at Goodwill.
I have some of those, completely unrelated.
Let's do it.
They don't have blood on them. They're unprepared slides. Yeah.
You're prepping. You're getting ready. We understand.
Yeah, for my serial killer phase.
You gotta hide it behind your air conditioner.
I just have a window unit.
Yeah, that's what he does. He takes the filter out and he hides the box behind it.
I thought his was into the wall. It is Florida.
Yeah. It's built into the wall.
Yeah.
He ain't got central there.
Mine's just a window unit. I take it out of the window every
year. I love being a turtle.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And then it recommends the far superior original movie.
That I remember.
That was the second episode of this podcast. Well, yeah, that was Ninja. That was not Ninja Turtles. That was TMNT. I gotta say it right.
Is there anything after?
I don't know. It is a comic book movie, so possibly. But this was before Iron Man. So.
I thought of another person that did a trifecta. Carl Urban.
Who's Carl Urban?
Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
He was in Lord of the Rings. He was in Thor.
He was in Thor.
He was also in Doom. And he was in episodes of Xena.
Yep. He's in The Boys as well. That's based on a comic book. He was in Dread. That's based off a comic book. He was in Riddick, which is sci-fi.
Mm.
He's in Star Trek. He plays Bones in Star Trek.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's I don't
like,
know Star
he's
Trek.
He's like a trifecta over
he's
and
like,
over again.
He's like a multi-tiered trifecta.
Yeah. TMNT. Oh, God.
Like, he's done a trifecta as, like, a background character and as a main character. Can you think of any trifecta, Sammy?
No, I don't know actors very well. That's the problem.
Jason Momoa.
Has Ian McKellen done any sci-fi?
I don't know.
Because he's Magneto and he's Gandalf.
Yep.
I'm sure he's voiced some sci-fi.
Yeah, he's had to.
Because I got Jason Momoa in...
Babylon 5. He was in Farscape?
Nope.
Or Babylon 5. He was in one of those shows.
He was in one with Kevin Sorbo. What was it called?
Oh, Andromeda.
Remember.
Yeah.
But he was in Dune.
He was in Dune.
He was
Aquaman, yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And he's Aquaman.
Khal Drogo. But no, he's definitely in, he's in like Babylon 5, one of those shows. Jason Momoa.
I don't think he's in Babylon 5. I don't remember in Babylon 5.
He looked a lot
I was in
different.
Love with a lot of characters in Babylon 5, so.
No, Adam was watching one and someone said it was Jason Momoa, but it might have been Farscape.
What? Who would have played in Farscape?
I don't know.
Because he's not one of, like, the main five characters.
Maybe it was Babylon 5. I don't know. The boys were watching something, and someone was like, hey, look, that's Jason Momoa.
I could just be wrong, but I swore he was.
No, I swear, because Adam was watching something, and someone said it was him.
He was on Stargate Atlantis.
Maybe it was Stargate?
I don't know.
He was also Conan in the Conan rebooted movie, where he has no facial hair and his face looks weird.
Oh.
Yeah. But... other than that, we have to do the best of the bad.
Yeah, we do.
Which is where we read one-star movie reviews. Let's find some good ones. There's only four.
Oh.
And so they're all pretty long.
One star, they towed my car.
This one is from December 13th of 2008. It is entitled, It Was Totally Boring and No Action at All.
Did we watch the same movie?
It's a lot of action. This movie was totally boring with no action at all. The TMNT was not very awesome and cool in this movie. In the movie, there were no fights at all.
Okay, someone's living in backwards world.
Yeah.
Even the cartoons are better than this movie.
Opposites day.
When this movie was released, I thought the movie would be super and awesome with the turtles. But after I saw the movie was not super and awesome. This movie was also my worst movie in my life, and it was a very disappointing movie.
Yep. Someone's pretending it's opposites day.
Yeah.
The turtles will be, in the cartoons, the turtles will be awesome and cool with their weapons, and if there is a fight, they will be totally awesome and cool. But in this movie, the turtles were not very awesome and cool. So the movie was totally boring and no action at all.
Did a 5-year-old write this?
I don't know.
He's like, hey, Alexa, write this movie review for me.
Let's see. And this one is entitled, It's a Travesty.
Wow.
From June of 2016. I remember watching the Turtles on TV when I was a kid. For some reason, I never got around to watching the original trilogy or this animated version of the story, and I haven't seen the two new films either, so I thought I'd better start somewhere. I guess I've started at the bottom with TMNT because it's inexcusably awful. It's a loud mess of a film with no discernible plot and lots of flashy animation, including an attempt to make up for the deficiencies. A case of style over substance. The turtles look and sound nothing like they did in the old cartoons that I used to like. And the action scenes are a headache-inducing whirl of noise, imagery that looks like the result of your laptop having a breakdown. The animation of the characters is uniformly awful, particularly the grossly sexualized April O'Neil or the Mr. Incredibles looking Casey Jones. What is astonishing is the level of voice talent wallowing in this mess. Lawrence Fishburne narrates Mako voices Splinter in his last ever performance before his death. I notice the turtles themselves are voiced by nobodies, though. Maybe that says something.
Wow.
Guy had high hopes, even though he's never seen another Ninja Turtles movie in his entire life.
This is based off the ones we watched when we were kids.
Yeah. But that was the best of the bad. This was TMNT. Like we said at the beginning, if you want some more Ninja Turtles action, head on over to the Nearly Dead Duos YouTube page and watch the video we did where we play the newer Ninja Turtles game on the Switch. Shredder's Revenge. It was a fun time. Some of the things we discussed in this but didn't explain will be explained there.
Yeah.
Where can they find that, ladies?
It's YouTube. I think you can do youtube.com/thenearlydeadduo. I'm pretty sure that'll work.
I just searched The Nearly Dead Duo in my search bar when I'm looking for it on YouTube, and it comes up.
Yeah,
you can search us. And we'll post it on the socials. Go follow them on their socials. What are your socials?
What's your Twitter? It is Nearly Dead Duo. Sometimes we got to get rid of the. Yeah. So you can find us on most things, either The Nearly Dead Duo or just Nearly Dead Duo. Yeah,
type it in. You'll find it. You can follow this show on Twitter at FMBN Podcast and on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok at FMBN, the number 4 and the letter U. But until next time, I'm Josh.
And I'm Tammy.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is the Four Nerds by Nerds Podcast signing off.
Stay nerdy, my friends.
You say it too, Jenny.
Stay nerdy, my friends.
Yay!